And the Lord said to me, Son of man, stand on your feet, and I will speak with you. And as he spoke to me, the Spirit entered into me and set me on my feet, and I heard him speaking to me. And he said to me, Son of man, I send you to the people of Israel, to nations of rebels who have rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me to this very day. The descendants also are impudent and stubborn. I send you to them, and you shall say to them, Thus says the Lord God. And whether they hear or refuse to hear, for they are a rebellious house, they will know that a prophet has been among them. And you, son of man, be not afraid of them, nor be afraid of their words. The briars and thorns are with you, and you sit on scorpions. Be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, for they are a rebellious house. And you shall speak my words to them, whether they hear or refuse to hear, for they are a rebellious house. But you, son of man, hear what I say to you. Be not rebellious like that rebellious house. Open your mouth and eat what I give you. And when I looked, behold, a hand was stretched out to me, and behold, a scroll of a book was in it. And he spread it before me, and it had writing on the front and on the back, and there were written on it words of lamentation and mourning and woe. And he said to me, Son of man, eat whatever you find here. Eat this scroll, and go speak to the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he gave me this scroll to eat. And he said to me, Son of man, feed your belly with this scroll that I give you, and fill your stomach with it. Then I ate it, and it was in my mouth as sweet as honey. And he said to me, Son of man, go to the house of Israel, and speak with my words to them. For you are not sent to a people of foreign speech and a hard language, but to the house of Israel. Not to many peoples of foreign speech and a hard language, whose words you cannot understand. Surely, if I sent you to such, they would listen to you. But the house of Israel will not be willing to listen to you, for they are not willing to listen to me, because all the house of Israel have a hard forehead and a stubborn heart. Behold, I have made your face as hard as their faces, and your forehead as hard as their foreheads. Like emery, harder than flint, have I made your forehead. Fear them not, nor be dismayed at their looks, for they are a rebellious house. Moreover, he said to me, Son of man, all my words that I shall speak to you receive in your heart and hear with your ears, and go to the exiles, to your people, and speak to them, and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, whether they hear or refuse to hear. Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity, and passing over transgression for the remnant of his inheritance? He does not retain his anger forever, because he delights in steadfast love. He will again have compassion on us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith. Into your hands, O Lord. to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Into your hands I commend my spirit.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. There's no doubt that Ezekiel has some of the weirder content in the Bible. We heard that the prophet was given a scroll with sour words, a message of lamentation and mourning and woe, and was told to eat it. He did as he was told, and eating the scroll, found that it was as sweet as honey. There are other weirder things elsewhere in Ezekiel, but there's no doubt that this is surreal. Even if we don't get up on the strange images and just understand the basic message that the Lord is giving Ezekiel his word to speak to his rebellious people, it's still a strange circumstance. The Lord says, I am sending you with a message for my people, but they're a hard-hearted lot, and they're not going to listen to you. But don't let that stop you from doing what I've told you. Speak the words I'm giving you and say, thus says the Lord God. And they will know that a prophet has been among them. It would have been reasonable for Ezekiel to pull a Jonah, to catch a boat for Spain rather than set out for Babylon. If they're not going to listen anyway, who needs the aggravation? Of course, that's a pragmatic human take on the situation. Why waste your energy on something if you're not going to get any results? At some point, the answer is because the Lord is God, and he said so. But why? What's going on here? Why did the Lord send Ezekiel to people he knew in advance weren't going to listen? You might recall that Isaiah was given a similar assignment when he said, "Here am I, send me." The Lord responded to his volunteering, "Go and say to this people, keep on hearing, but do not understand. Keep on seeing, but do not perceive." What's the point? Our Lord Jesus himself gives one answer. "The one who rejects me and does not receive my words has a judge. The word that I have spoken will judge him on the last day. And also, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead." In other words, the Lord sends his prophet to his rebellious people so that they will be without excuse. They won't be able to claim not to have known, or never to have heard. He sends his word even to those who will refuse to listen, so that the righteousness of their condemnation on the last day will be evident to everyone, even to them. This is a strong word of law, a message that should terrify us. God's powerful creating word is not irresistible. Puny human beings can frustrate God's purpose and will, can reject the work that he would do in their lives, the work of leading them to repentance and faith. You can ignore God's word, reject it, and so turn aside from every blessing he gives. well might we join Luther in the heartfelt prayer, "Protect us from this, Heavenly Father." It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. If you have rejected Jesus' blood and his righteousness, so repent for those times you've turned aside from and closed your ears to the word of the Lord. There is another point, though, to the Lord sending his prophets to people who by and large would not listen. It's that although by and large they would not listen, a remnant would. If the seed his prophets scattered sprouted and bore fruit in only one heart out of 100, the Lord's good and gracious will for salvation would be accomplished. Pragmatically, we might judge that it's just not worth it, that the return isn't enough to justify the investment. But that's not the Lord's judgment. Absolutely not. The Lord is patient, not willing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. The Lord who sends his prophets on virtually fruitless missions is the father of the prodigal, who says, "It is fitting to be glad and celebrate, for your brother was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found." You can hear it in the message Ezekiel is sent to proclaim. "I take no pleasure in the death of anyone," declares the Lord God. "So turn and live. Turn from your hard-heartedness," he pleads. "Bow your stiff neck in repentance and luxuriate in the free forgiveness purchased with the blood of his Son, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame." Jesus says, "It is not the will of my Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish." God sends his word even for the one, that that one might rejoice with him and with the angels in heaven over his eternal salvation. Thank God. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting.